considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it is you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." These are our holy words from our scripture.
Let me start from the beginning. Thank you. That was a nice little practice I got in, but now is the real thing. As I was saying, this is one of my favorite pictures. It is on my computer, and I do look at it from time to time. Every time I look at it, I ask myself, what would I say to him? Other than thank you. Let's walk into this scene, shall we? Plant your feet on the floor and put your back against the chair. And if you're comfortable, close your eyes. Imagine you're in a boat on the ocean. Hear the ocean around you. There's mist on your face, and you feel the waves as they lift, excuse me, and fall. It's hypnotizing, that rise and fall of the waves. And you're not really paying attention until the water, until the water starts to get a little choppy and then a little more turbulent. The waves get bigger. And suddenly the boat capsizes and you fall out of the boat. You're treading water, and you're frantically trying to reach for the boat that's just capsized. You struggle, and you start to get weary. And you look up, and you see what looks like someone walking toward you. It looks like a man, but can he be walking on water? You're still struggling, and you're starting to sink, and he stops right at you, and before you can even react, he extends his hand down. You reach for his hand without hesitation, and you look up into his face, and you realize not only is his grasp strong and secure, His eyes are intent. And his smile, well, his smile warms you instantly. He pulls you up out of the water and places you beside him. Now open your eyes. It's quite a powerful image, isn't it? I'll leave you with a thought that you can ponder later today. What would you say to him? In the scripture that, sorry, big frogs in my throat today. In the scripture that Martha read for us today, we heard the story of the disciples who witnessed Jesus walking on water. As fishermen, they weren't afraid of the big waves or a storm, but they were afraid of what they thought was a ghost. They were terrified. Jesus called out to them saying, "Hey, it's me. Don't worry." But they were doubtful. And Peter called out to Jesus and said, "Oh yeah? If it's you, make me walk on water to come to you." When Peter leaves the boat, he embarks on his faith journey. This passage is rich in symbolism, extremely rich. And one of those symbols is faith, but we're not going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about water today. The specific term water is used 722 times in the Bible. It appears more times in the text than major theological terms like faith, hope, prayer, and worship. Throughout history, water has been used as a symbol of wisdom, power, and grace. The element of water provides a rich metaphor in all kinds of literature. In the Bible, for example, in Genesis 1, water was a part of the chaos that gave rise to the material world. Many ancient cultures believed that everything in existence was birthed from the original chaos through the substance of water. In history, the element of water has been associated with a rich symbolism. It's a classic archetype for birth, death, and creativity. Water is the source of life and an ancient and universal symbol of purity. Cultures around the world equate water with healing and bestowing good medicine. You only have to think of someone going to the healing pool somewhere in Europe or drinking of certain waters that are said to have certain properties. Water is used to cleanse, which makes it a symbol of purification. We know on a spiritual level, in Christianity, a person's sins are washed away by baptism. As a Christian practice, a baptism uses water as a figurative cleansing that signifies the new life God gives in joining the church community. In Christianity, water is also a symbol of transformation. Think about God's covenant with Noah, or Moses parting the Red Sea. Jesus Christ was able to transcend beyond the material world by performing miracles with water, transforming water into wine, and, as we heard in today's scripture, walking on water. There is something philosophical about the threat water poses to human life. As a dual symbol of life and death, it reminds us of our frailty against nature. metaphysically. Water threatens human life by representing a power that can extinguish conscious existence and swallow identity whole. Jesus, however, implies divine power over the elements by walking on water. Jesus not only walks on the water, but he calms the seas, showing the disciples his dominion over nature and his ability to conquer their fears and doubts. That image of the choppy seas, the waves, in my humble opinion, that's my image of life. Sometimes it's smooth water, sometimes it's choppy. Sometimes there are waves we can't even comprehend. We are sent as Christians on a mission, and throughout the task, we encounter troubled waters. Jesus doesn't abandon us when we need him most. He asks us to come to him. We are each beloved of God. And while this concept is not always easy to grasp, God's love for creation is as deep and wide as the ocean. Jesus serves as a reminder to us of God's love and of our connection to God, to Jesus, and to each other in our faith community. Water shifts as it flows. And water that does not flow becomes stagnant. How do we not become stagnant? Perhaps we start by setting intentions to live out the promises we make as followers of Jesus. We've heard from Scripture of how Jesus meets us at places of challenge and discomfort so that we too can be justice in the world. The image of the constant movement of water can inspire us to adapt to change instead of fearing them. This is a reminder to use our natural abilities to flow and change, not become stagnant. Think of this picture. Reach out your hand and grasp his. Let him pull you up out of the troubles of your life. Let his love and light surround you. Step out in faith. Jesus won't abandon you. Thanks be.